There's a very well-known discussion in the Rishonim. The Torah brings it in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Siman Tav Resh, whether on the second day Rosh Hashanah, when you make Kiddush, and you usher in the Yontif, are you supposed to make a Shechiyanu? Are you not supposed to make a Shechiyanu? Now the background is, you're supposed to make a Shechiyanu once a Yontif. Every single Yontif, you make a Shechiyanu, but you only make it one time. Stating that, the Yidin of Chutz Laretz, being that they didn't know when Yontif was, they used to keep 2 days Yontif. So, just like they had a suffix, if today's Yontif or yesterday was Yontif, and therefore they're making Kiddush and they're treating it like Yontif and they're not doing Melacha, the same was true as it related to making the Shechiyanu. They had to make a Shechiyanu on the first day Yontif, and they had to make a Shechiyanu on the second day. What do you mean? You're only supposed to make one Shechiyanu? Yeah, that's if you know when Yontif is, but they didn't know. And because they didn't know, so they used to make the Shechiyanu twice. The question is, what about Rosh Hashanah? So the Torah in Siman Tav Resh brings a very lengthy discussion what you're supposed to do. Kosav Rashi b'tshuva. Rashi said in a tshuva, Rabbi Say Oimrim, my Rebbe said, She'ein Oimrim Zman Ela B'Rishon. You're not supposed to make a Shechiyanu on the second night Rosh Hashanah. First night Rosh Hashanah, you make a Shechiyanu, but the second night Rosh Hashanah, you're not supposed to make a Shechiyanu. And the reason he said was the Kedusha Achasein. Because the 2 days Rosh Hashanah are one Kedusha, U'kechad Yoyim Arichadami. And it's like one long day Yontif. Be'et Shanol D'Bazeh, Asura B'Zeh. We view it as one Kedusha. We view it as one long day. If we view it as one long day, so said Rashi, my Rabbeim said, that you should not make a Shechiyanu on the second night of Yontif. Aval ani oimer, but Rashi says, ichzog, shetzorech loim zman. You have to say zman. You have to make the Shechiyanu. V'chein noyagim im koimenu, and Rashi says, that's the minig where we live. U'bechol ha-mekoimai she'ovarti. Wherever I've traveled, I've inquired, and I was told by everybody that the minig is that you make a Shechiyanu, even on the second night of Yontif. In Chilik said Rashi ben Yontif shal Rosh Hashanah l'shar yomim tovim shal Golias elu le'inyan beitza. Only as it relates to beitza. Lesson shal zebezeh. Says Rashi, why? L'chura, if there's a svara of Yom Arichta, if there's a svara that we look at these 2 days maybe as being one day Yontif, so why are you making a Shechiyanu? You made a Shechiyanu already. So Rashi says, the time of the reason is, Bishum da'af bizman bezdin, even in the times of bezdin, pa'amim hayo oisem beiz yomim, that's the reason why Be'ish and Olda B'zeh is Asur B'zeh. Aval Inyan Zman says Rashi, here's the punchline, M'monavshach, he said, make a Shechiyanu, because why? He said, I Sofiku Oim Zman. Says Rashi, that it's true there's a concept of Yom Arichta. But let's not forget, says Rashi, Yom Arichta was only a possibility. There was a possibility that the 2 day Rosh Hashanah, once upon a time, was really 1 day. There was also a possibility that it wasn't 1 day. There was a possibility that the first day was Rosh Hashanah and the second day was Rosh Hashanah. There was this far-fetched scenario that maybe the 2 days were going to be viewed as 1 day. So, Enochinam, you have a Beish and all the Bazaar, Surah Bazaar, because maybe it's 2 days Yontif. So you have to be Machmer and you have to view it as a Yom Arichta. But Rashi said, let's not forget that at the same time, 2 out of 3 possibilities, or if you want to work with statistics, it's the overwhelming possibility that that's not going to happen. And if that's not what happened, Pashtus, it's really not one long day, and either today's Yontif or today, tomorrow's Yontif. You don't know which one. As a result, Misafik, just like with every 2 day Yontif, you make 2 Shechiyanus. Here too, you would make 2 Shechiyanus as well. But says Rashi, and here's the punchline, that even if you're so concerned about making a Shechiyanu, because maybe the Yontif really is one long day Yontif, when they used to count Chodesh Tishrei to figure out when Yom Kippur is, and to figure out when Sukkot is, they used to count from the second day Yontif, not from the first day Yontif. So when Rosh Hashanah was 2 days, they used to count not from the first day Rosh Hashanah, but from the second day Rosh Hashanah. So again, the Edom showed up in Amin Chalamayla, and we're basically suffocating the Edom. We're not allowing them to say anything. We're going to wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be, but today's going to be Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So here's the question. When's Yom Kippur? When's Sukkos, they used to count from the second day, not from the first day. So Rashi says that even in the world of Yom HaRichta, the second day was really the Ikar day. And because the second day was the Ikar day, so for that reason, says Rashi, Memanovshach, that's Rashi's Lashon. Memanovshach, he said, you have to make a Shachayanu. Because even on the Tzad Yom HaRichta, there's a Chiddush in the second day over the first day. The Chiddush is, this is when you start the month as it relates to Tikkun HaMeyades, and therefore, you're going to make a Shachayanu on the second day. The Torah continues, and the Torah says that even though Rashi said that that's the way it is, but the sheet of the Ga'inim was not to make a Shachayanu on the second day. And then the Torah says, I heard from my father, the Rosh, who the Rosh says that what you should do is, you should be Machriya. V'toiv she'ikach chadam pri chadash, you should take a new fruit. V'yanichenu l'fanav, you should put it in front of you. V'yivarech Shachayanu. V'yedaitei gamal apri. And you should have in mind not only the Yontif, you should have in mind the pri as well. V'yetzei dei safik, by doing that, you're going to be yotzei your safik. V'chein ha'yunoig Aram in Rutenberg. And then the Torah says, the Aram in Rutenberg, that was his minig, that's what he used to do. But the bottom line is, the Torah says that there was a little bit of drama, and there was a whole discussion as to what are you supposed to do as it relates to the Shachayanu. Every 2 day Yontif, you make a Shachayanu on the second night. So why would you think Rosh Hashanah is different? Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta. So it's one long day. If it's one long day, why are you making a Shachayanu? You made a Shachayanu yesterday. Yesterday was a different day, but in Halach, we view it as one Yom HaRichta. It's like a 2 day Yontif. And if it's a 2 day Yontif, you wouldn't make another Shachayanu. Sukkot is a 7 day Yontif, you make one Shachayanu. So Rosh Hashanah is a 2 day Yontif, you make one Shachayanu. What's the tzad you should make it? Says Rashi, because even in the world of Yom HaRichta, there was a Chiddush in the second day. Second day was the day from when you started counting the Mayadas, and it's for that reason, even though it's true there's a Sfar of Yom HaRichta, you would do it on the second day. There was a Machloikis, and therefore the Torah said that he heard from his father, the Rosh. The Rosh's Achra was that what should you do? You should take a pre, and as a result, like this, you'll be Yoytzeh your Safik. If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tafresh, till now we were reading from the Torah. If you open up a Mechaber, so the Mechaber says in Sivkotin Beis, Bekiddush Leil Sheni, Yilbash Beged Chadosh. That's the Ramah. Oy, maniach pri chadash, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'oymer shechayanu. V'im matzui beged chadash, oy pri chadash, im kolzeh yoymer shechayanu. So, katchilo, you should have a beged chadash, or you should have a pri chadash. If you don't have a beged chadash or a pri chadash, then b'diyevi, you're supposed to make a shechayanu. So, for whatever reason, you don't have new fruit on Rosh Hashanah, the halach is you make a shechayanu. As if to say, the ikar is, like Shitas Rashi, that you're supposed to make a shechayanu the second night. However, the Rosh said, let's be chayish for the ga'onim who held natu. So, what should you do? Take a pri chadash, take a beged chadash. That's the minig Yisrael. What happens? But if you don't have a pre-chadash or a beged chadash, no worries, you're going to make the Shachayanu anyways. But then the Mechaber continues in Sifkot and Gimel. Mechaber says, "Mchal yom rishon b'Shabbos." If the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, "Oyme Shachayanu b'shoifer b'yom sheni." Then when you blow shoifer on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you make a Shachayanu. In other words, it's very clear in the Shulchan Aruch. Do you make a Shachayanu the second day Rosh Hashanah when you blow shoifer? Says the Shulchan Aruch, it depends. If the first day Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, Mchal Yoim Rishon B'Shabbos, then Oymer Shachayanu B'Shoifer B'Yom Sheni. Then you're going to make a Shachayanu on the second day. If, however, the first day was not Shabbos, clearly implied, you're not going to make a Shachayanu the second day. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Oymerim Lo Oymerai Afilu Mchal Yoim Rishon B'Chol. There's a Yesh Oymerim that says you're always supposed to make a Shachayanu the second day when you blow Shofar. And that's the minig in all the places in Ashkenaz that you make a Shachayanu. And I'm pretty sure that Lamaisa, it's there are two minhagim in Klal Yisrael. The minig of the Sfaradim is to follow the Shulchan Aruch that you don't make a Shachayanu on the second day. And the minig of the Ashkenazim is to follow the Ramah that you do make a Shachayanu the second day. So let's focus on the sheet of the Ramah. The Ramah's sheet is that even though there's a major shaila, what to do with a Shachayanu the second night on Rosh Hashanah, but as it relates to Tkiya Shofar, when you blow Shofar on the second day, says the Ramah, you're for sure supposed to make a Shachayanu. Now the Makar to this Ramah is the Hagoyis Maimini. The Hagoyis Maimini brings from one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Simcha. And Rabbeinu Simcha, one of the Rishonim, said that you're supposed to make a Shachayanu when you blow Shofar the second day. And again, we're not sure, major shaila, one of the great machloikasin of all time, whether you make a Shachayanu the second night of Rosh Hashanah. But as it relates to Shofar, says the Ramah, quoting that guy. Smaimini who quotes Echam and Arishainim. V'yesh oimrim lo oimrei afilu umchal yurishim b'chol v'chena minu medina sa'elu. And you don't find that Baltikeya necessarily has to wear a new suit or that he's sitting with a pre-chadosh, but rather you make the shechayanu. That's the minu Yisrael. So if that's the case, the question begs itself. Maishna, what's the difference? Why is there a shayla about shechayanu the second night Rosh Hashanah? Because there's a new svara called Yoyman Richta and emerged from the Gemara's in Be'ed Avdalet, Be'ed Avdalet, there's something called Yom HaRichta. And based on the svar of Yom HaRichta, it's not so posh that you could just go ahead and make a Shechiyanu. The second day Rosh Hashanah is viewed in Halacha very differently than is the second day of any other Yontif. So if that's the case, Maishna, the Shechiyanu, when it comes to Shofar, I already blew Shofar yesterday. Yesterday was today. It's a Yom HaRichta. Do you take make a Shechiyanu when you take Dalad Minim the second day Sukkos? No. Why? Because you took it with the first time you made Sukkos. When you light Hanukkah Menorah the second night, do you make a Shechiyanu? No, because you made it the first night. So if there's a svar of Yom HaRichta, and we look at this now as a two-day yontif or one very long day. So why in the world are you going now and making another Shechiyanu? And Maman of Shach, if there's a suffix and you're not sure what to do as it relates to the Shechiyanu, when it comes to Kiddush, when it comes to making a Shechiyanu in the beginning of the yontif, why should it be different as it relates to Shaif? So this is something that Kamuv and the Achreinim talk about. But just one Davar Chadash that I saw in the Sefer Harirei Kedem from Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, one beautiful lumdus that really emerges very much from the Gemaras that we're learning right now, and we'll end with this. And that is, what's the basis for the Yom HaRichta, for Yontif Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah being different? So any other day of the year, this is a hard question. But now I think we know the answer. The answer is because when the Bnei Chutz La'aretz were trying to figure out what was going on in Eretz Yisrael, there were three possibilities they had to consider. One possibility was, maybe the first day Edom came, they were Mekadosh L'Chayadosh, today's Rosh Hashanah, not tomorrow. Maybe Edom never showed up that first day, tomorrow is really Rosh Hashanah. But there was also a third possibility. Maybe Edom came in Amincha L'mayil. They, in Yerushalayim, were keeping Rosh Hashanah up until that point, Misafik, because maybe Edom are going to show up. Edom showed up late, so late that we're not being mekabel to Eidus, and as a result, tomorrow's going to be Rosh Hashanah. But at the same time, not to be mezalzel Rosh Hashanah, we're going to continue, we're going to resume the end of the day as being Rosh Hashanah. So being that that's the way we're viewing it, so it's for that reason, there was a possibility that maybe both days are Rosh Hashanah and Yerushalayim, so both days are Rosh Hashanah and Yerushalayim, we have to keep both days. And if both days are Rosh Hashanah and Yerushalayim, it can't be Misafik, because in Yerushalayim there was no Safik. They know exactly what's going on. So there was a concept of 2 days Yontif, but Teiros Vadek. So there's this Musag on Rosh Hashanah of a 2 day Yontif. So if it's a 2 day Yontif, we're going to keep the 2 day Yontif. But it's all based on the fact that if Edom come in Amincha L'mayla, what happens? We don't say, oh, today's Rosh Hashanah, not tomorrow. Or we don't say, tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah, not today. We maintain Rosh Hashanah both days. So Rav Yashaver said that if you take a look in Rashi, in our sugya, in Daf Heyam Aleph, it's the second Rashi on the top of the Amid Dibra Maskel Adam Mincha. So Rashi is playing out what happens if Edom would show up in Amincha L'mayla. So middle of Rashi. Then bo Edom in Amincha L'mayla. If Edom would show up in Amincha L'mayla, Atal Pisha Eim Moidem Lin Moyadois Mehayoim, even though we're not going to count the Moyadois from today, we're going to count from tomorrow, right? This was the raid that we spoke about. But Loim is Nalzinon Be. And we're not going to be mezalzel on that 30th day. It's going to remain aser on that day. Just like up until mincha, it was aser b'malacha. It's going to maintain that kedusha, and it's going to remain aser b'malacha. So Rav Shaver Soloveitchik was medayik l'shoyne azov shal Rashi. He said it's mavur in Rashi that this, that the Chachamim said that if Edom come in Amincha L'mayla, you can't be mezalzel in this first day, in Yontif Rishon, in the 30th day. It's only regarding Issa Melacha. It's clear, Rashi. Couldn't be more clear. So he said it's mevur that chiddush that in Amincha L'mayla we're going to keep it as Yontif. It was only regarding Issa Melacha. But what about regarding the mitzvah Sayoim? It's Mashman Rashi. There was never sad that we should keep it b'kedushas yontif as it relates to the mitzvah sayon. So melacha, you can't do melacha, because if you're going to do melacha, you're being mezalzel on the day. What do you mean? It was yontif. You're going to start working in your field now? You're going to start preparing for yontif again? You can't be mezalzel. But that svar of zilzel was only said regarding Issa Melacha. But let's say someone didn't hear shofar that day. Should I go run now and hear shofar? No. It's not yontif. Tomorrow's going to be Rosh Hashanah. It's a svar and not to be mezalzel on the day and therefore refrain from doing melacha. So he said, half love a fella. The shechayonu that that you say in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, that's a Shechayonu, that today is Rosh Hashanah. Shechayonu v'kimonu v'kiyonu l'azman hazeh. It's a birchas hazman on the day. The day has kedusha. Say, the Rishonim, the Ga'onim, Rashi, and his place, and all the places he visited, there was a major tumult. Rosh Hashanah, maybe you shouldn't make it the second day, because Rosh Hashanah, there was a concept of Yom HaRichter. There was a concept of 2 days Rosh Hashanah, b'kedushas hayom shal Rosh Hashanah, b'toyras vaday. How good, the far-fetched scenario. But al kaponim, enough for Chazal to say, Be'ish and all the bazaar, Asura bazaar, and as a result, enough for there to be a debate, a fascinating debate. Should you make a Shachiyonu the second day, or should you not make a Shachiyonu the second day? But as it relates to Shofar, there was never a Yom HaRichter, because there was never a tzad that you're going to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah b'toyres vaday and be mechuyif to hear Shofar both days. So kemel kevein as atzad. Because if Adam walked in a mincha l'mayla, you put down your Shofar. Just don't do malacha. But there's no Shofar. Shofar is going to be tomorrow. So if Shofar is going to be tomorrow, there was never a Yom HaRichter on Shofar. If there was never a Yom HaRichter on Shofar, so the 2 days Rosh Hashanah klapei the mitzvah of tkiyah Shofar is no different than any 2 day yontif. 2 day yontif, you make a Shachiyonu on both days. That's why the Ramah says, quoting that guy Smaimini, who quotes Echam and Arishonim, that even though there was a major shaila what to do with the Shachiyonu on the second day yontif, but as it relates to the Shachiyonu for tkiyah Shofar, there was never a shaila, because there was never a Yom HaRichter as it relates to the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar.